Late in life, Karlheinz Adler offered an explanation of his serial lines, a series of works started in the 1960s.
My aim was nothing more than to produce a variety of depths by creating canyons running far apart or colliding with each other. There is no secret to it. It is all rather ordinary.
Adler's profound and precise exploration of systematic algorithmic shapes and serial production are informed by his interest in science and technology. At the same time, these forms create a magical pictorial space of an unfathomable depth, testing our rational relationship to the world, as well as our concept of space and time. As Adler once said, he viewed painting as a way of philosophically observing the world with the help of visual means. Originally, he trained as a textile designer at a carpet factory. In the post-war period, he studied at art colleges in West Berlin and Dresden, and in 1953 became a member of the GDR's Verband Bildende Künstler, East Germany's Association of Visual Artists. But Adler did not really fit into the GDR system. His artistic work was always far removed from the state-approved figurative art or socialist realism. Above all, in his exploration of the interplay of colours and forms, he became a proponent of concrete art, a movement merely tolerated in the GDR. In contrast, his work in architectural art was certainly welcomed. In that area, Adler is best known for the concrete modular system developed with Friedrich Kracht. From the 1970s, this system was produced industrially and integrated into facades in many places in East Germany. The modular forms also provided ornamental concrete surfaces for decorative walls to structure urban public space and enhance its aesthetic value.